It's Now Again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, the podcast where we explore mindfulness practices from a secular evidence-based perspective. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we're exploring a vital aspect of mindfulness that extends beyond our own thoughts and feelings, accepting the thoughts and feelings of others. It's one thing to practice mindfulness and self-compassion when dealing with our own internal experiences, but what about when we're interacting with others? How can we apply the same principles of acceptance, understanding, and non-judgment to the thoughts and emotions of those around us? In today's episode, we'll explore how to bring mindfulness into our relationships by accepting others' thoughts and feelings with the same openness and compassion we strive to give ourselves. One of the core principles of mindfulness is non-judgment, observing our own thoughts and emotions without labeling them as good or bad. This practice helps us cultivate a sense of inner peace as we learn to accept our internal experiences as they are, without resistance or criticism. But mindfulness doesn't stop with ourselves. It also extends to our interactions with others. Just as we aim to accept our own thoughts and feelings with compassion, mindfulness invites us to do the same for others. In our relationships, it's easy to fall into the trap of judgment or defensiveness when confronted with someone else's thoughts or emotions, especially if they differ from our own. We might find ourselves reacting with frustration, dismissing their feelings, or trying to change their perspective. But just as we practice accepting our own experiences, we can also practice accepting the experiences of others, recognizing that everyone's thoughts and feelings are valid, even when they don't align with our own. One of the most powerful tools for practicing this kind of acceptance is mindful listening. Mindful listening involves giving our full attention to the person speaking without interrupting, judging, or planning our response. It's about being fully present with the other person, hearing not just their words, but also the emotions behind them. By listening mindfully, we create a space of empathy and understanding where the other person feels seen, heard, and respected. To better understand the importance of accepting others' thoughts and feelings, let's consider the metaphor of a mirror. When we interact with others, we often reflect their emotions back to them, much like a mirror reflects an image. If we respond with judgment or defensiveness, we're likely to reflect those feelings back, creating tension or conflict. But if we respond with acceptance and compassion, we reflect those qualities back, creating a space for connection and understanding. Mindfulness teaches us to be a mirror that reflects acceptance rather than judgment, fostering healthier and more empathetic relationships. One of the challenges in accepting others' thoughts and feelings is that it can sometimes feel like we're condoning or agreeing with them. But acceptance doesn't mean agreement. It simply means acknowledging the other person's experience without trying to change it. Just as we accept our own thoughts and feelings without necessarily acting on them, we can accept others' experiences without needing to change or fix them. This approach helps us create a supportive and non-confrontational environment where open and honest communication can thrive. To illustrate the power of accepting others' thoughts and feelings, I want to share a story called The Gift of Presence. There was once a wise old woman who lived in a small village. She was known for her kindness and her ability to listen deeply to others. People from all over the village would come to her with their problems, seeking her advice and wisdom. One day, a young man came to the wise woman, distraught and angry. He had been hurt by someone he trusted, and he couldn't understand why this had happened to him. As he spoke, the wise woman listened quietly, nodding occasionally, but saying nothing. When the young man had finished, he looked at her expectantly, waiting for her to offer advice. But the wise woman simply said, "Thank you for sharing your heart with me. I hear your pain, and I'm here with you." The young man was confused. "That's it? You have nothing more to say?" The wise woman smiled and replied, "Sometimes the greatest gift we can offer is our presence and acceptance. I cannot take away your pain, but I can be here with you as you experience it. You are not alone." This story reminds us that one of the most powerful ways we can support others is by simply being present with them, accepting their thoughts and feelings without judgment or the need to fix. By offering our presence and acceptance, we create a space where others feel valued and understood, even in their moments of pain or confusion. Now that we've explored the concept of accepting others' thoughts and feelings, let's talk about some practical techniques you can use to bring this practice into your relationships. Number one, practice mindful listening. Mindful listening is the foundation of accepting others' thoughts and feelings. When someone is speaking to you, give them your full attention. Resist the urge to interrupt, judge, or plan your response. Instead, focus on truly hearing what they're saying and understanding the emotions behind their words. This practice creates a space of empathy and connection, allowing the other person to feel seen and heard. Number two, acknowledge and validate. When someone shares their thoughts or feelings with you, acknowledge and validate their experience, even if you don't agree with it. You might say something like, "I can see that this is really important to you," or "I hear that you're feeling upset." This simple act of validation helps the other person feel respected and understood, and it fosters a more open and honest dialogue. Number three, let go of the need to fix. It's natural to want to help others when they're struggling, but sometimes the best thing we can do is simply be present with them. Practice letting go of the need to fix or change the other person's experience. Instead, focus on offering your support and understanding. By accepting their thoughts and feelings as they are, you can create a space where they can process their emotions in their own time and way. Number four, reflect with compassion. When you find yourself reacting to someone else's thoughts or feelings, take a moment to reflect on your own response with compassion. Ask yourself, why am I feeling this way? And how can I respond with empathy and understanding? This practice helps you stay grounded in your own mindfulness while extending that same compassion to others. And number five, as always, if this is the main thing you want to work on, then set an intention for mindful acceptance. Set a daily intention to practice accepting others' thoughts and feelings with the same mindfulness and compassion you offer yourself. You might frame this intention as a question: how many more ways can I continue to accept and understand others' thoughts and feelings even more? This intention will guide your interactions with others and help you cultivate deeper, more empathetic relationships. Mindfulness teaches us that acceptance is not just something we practice with ourselves. It's something we extend to others as well. By embracing the thoughts and feelings of those around us with empathy and understanding, we can foster deeper connections, reduce conflict, and create a more compassionate world. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found some valuable insights into how mindfulness can help you accept and understand others' thoughts and feelings with greater empathy and compassion. If you're interested in going deeper into your mindfulness practice, or need personalized guidance in bringing mindfulness into your relationships, I offer one-on-one coaching sessions where we can explore these topics together. Visit jeremywest.net for more information. You can also check out my new app, which is also called It's Now Again, at jeremywest.net or on your app store, where you'll find a growing library of mindfulness practices, including guided meditations, to support your journey of mindful acceptance and empathy. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, share it with others who might benefit, and rate the podcast. Your support helps us reach more people and continue exploring these important topics together. Until next time, keep practicing, keep growing, and remember, it's now again.